I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. Today, my guests are veterinarian Dr. Kevin Tolman and veterinarian technician Natalie Wise of Mission Animal Hospital. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with you, Dr. Tolman. I stopped by your animal hospital here in San Luis Obispo because I was curious about your integrative therapy approach to healing, not knowing what it is, but I was impressed enough to go into your hospital. Now I want you to tell me, what is that?
Well, that's how we lure innocent bystanders into our clinic, by talking about integrative veterinary medicine. But on a more practical note, what it means to you and me is that instead of simply relying on pills or needles or scalpel blades to heal a pet, Natalie and I work very hard to optimize a pet's quality of life with herbal therapy or laser therapy or homeopathy or nutritional therapy. And so by approaching your pet's health in as many different ways as possible, we feel like the end result for them is much better. Not that I rely exclusively on herbal or homeopathy or nutritional medicine, but rather that we use as many different components as we can to maximize a pet's quality of life.
Is that a fairly new approach?
We have to understand that the use of herbal medicine, the use of acupuncture, for instance, and to a lesser extent chiropractic and homeopathy go back for hundreds of years. And so that literally predates modern medicine in both human and veterinary medicine.
What about homotoxicology?
That's going to be a tough one to wrap our listeners' heads around. And in fact, in many respects, it is the basis for modern vaccine therapy, because we've all heard of Dr. Lewis Salk and the polio vaccine and how small amounts of that infectious organism, when injected, can actually prevent or cure the disease. And that's the basis of homotoxicology as well. And the difference between homeopathy and homotoxicology is that homeopathy, classically defined, uses just one individual ingredient to treat a specific symptom, whereas homotoxicology takes a more broad approach, and we're using a number of different ingredients to treat a defined health issue. The homotoxicology in particular we use most frequently for lame pets.
I don't think I understood everything you said.
That's fair.
I went to your website.
Okay.
And that's where I got my questions from.
Fair enough.
Because of all the things that you offer, and I'm really, really impressed. How are you using stem cell therapy?
I would state pretty unequivocally that in the future decades, stem cell therapy will be a huge part of medicine on both the human and the veterinary side. Politics notwithstanding, it has so many benefits to the average, especially older patient. And so in answer to your question, the advantage to stem cell therapy is that everybody has stem cells. We hear about it most commonly in the umbilicus of a newborn, for instance, and that's where all the political debate arises. And we find a huge numbers of stem cells in typical adipose tissue in both dogs and humans. So we use those stem cells that are found in fat cells and inject them directly into an arthritic joint to help them regrow joint cartilage. They can be injected directly into the blood vessels supplying kidneys to help regrow the new kidney cells and therefore help to heal kidney disease. They are being used actively in both humans and veterinarians in spinal patients, such as accident victims or victims of neurologic disease, because stem cells as a class are the only cells within our body that have the ability not just to multiply, but actually to transform into cells of different types, a liver cell here, a kidney cell there. So it's really amazing to have those cells with such a wide variety of uses at our immediate disposal.
Your hospital is the only one on the Central Coast offering class 4 laser therapy. I would like to know from you, Natalie, how does that benefit our pets?
Well, with our class 4 laser, there are a couple different ways that it's going to benefit not just these animals coming in, but human medicine as well. We deal with a lot of arthritic pets. So you're going to see the benefits when it comes to your pain. It reduces pain. It reduces inflammation, and it also speeds up the metabolic rate of your cells. So there's a couple different ways that this type of laser, the class 4, are going to benefit these pets that we see on a daily basis. We don't just apply it to our arthritic pets. It's a great application to these painful joints, but our surgical incisions, we're applying it to that. We're also using it in cat abscess. Any area where we know to be painful, any area where we're seeing inflammation, any area where we want to accelerate the healing of those cells, we can apply it.
Matter of fact, when I came to visit, you took me into a special room and I got to wear these really cool goggles.
And doggles. We have doggles too for the dogs.
Goggles and doggles.
And doggles, which cats will wear
that
on occasion.
So cute. So when I was in there and you administered that therapy, it was very interesting because it did get warm, but yet you can apply it to a wound or a surgical area or an area that has pain and it won't bother that, but we have to cover our eyes.
We do. With lasers in particular, they're categorized by the amount of damage they can do if used improperly. There are different classes of lasers with your laser printer. That's a class 1. But this is a class 4 laser where this is a 15-watt laser. So we do worry about the retina. So we do wear those goggles. We have our pets wearing those goggles to protect their eyes.
Pets move suddenly and unexpectedly.
Isn't that the truth? How is it that bad teeth can take up to 15% off of a pet's lifespan?
Because of the chronic nature of infection and inflammation within a pet's mouth. These studies come directly out of human medicine, but they are also very applicable to the dogs and cats, and for that matter, the horses, I suspect. In essence, what it means to you and me is that anywhere in your body that you have swelling, anywhere in your body that you have pain, your immune system is being taxed. And if that immune system remains taxed over the long term, for instance, with a chronic infection in your mouth, it sets the table for kidney disease, for cancer, for ophthalmic problems. You know, your teeth and your eyes live very closely together, and other health issues as well. And so only over the last 15 to 20 years has the veterinary profession come to realize how important the health of your mouth is to maintaining a pet's overall health and longevity. And these studies are proven, and it's kind of a scary thing to think about. But when a person like you, when a person like me thinks of losing 10 to 15 years, literally, of their life, just simply due to a preventable dental issue, it does give you pause.
That's cute. Pause.
I'm a funny guy.
He's very clever.
Now notice, he was totally deadpan because he delivered that and it was like, oh, that's so cute. He wasn't sure exactly what he had said.
I'll take credit for it.
I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. We are talking with Dr. Kevin Toman and veterinarian tech Natalie Wise. Both are from Mission Animal Hospital in San Luis Obispo. I would like to talk about the new community service that Mission Animal Hospital is offering.
Well, I would preface this by saying that I lost my mother to cancer about a year ago. And while she was spending time in the nursing home, I noticed how many of her comrades had small dogs or cats. And by the definition of a nursing home, they're unable to get out and seek regular veterinary attention. And so Natalie, Denver, and I, the management of Mission Animal Hospital, have decided to try and solve that, locally anyway, by offering to go out and to make house calls, so to speak, to take our veterinary services to nursing homes and to senior centers without cost in an effort to go ahead and benefit the pets of older and infirm citizens.
These are homes where people are able to have little pets.
Many times, yes.
I didn't know that. They can call you, make an appointment. Are we talking about like pet maintenance? What is your limit?
We have no limits. Denver Coleman, our technical manager, is in charge of the program along with Dr. Julie Bosserman, a new associate of ours. And the way we have structured it initially anyway is that we would ask for administrators of a nursing home to give us a call. we'll be happy to go out. And if it's something as simple as a toenail trim or administering a rabies vaccine that many nursing facilities require for the safety of their patients, well, we can take care of that instantaneously. If, on the other hand, we have an elderly pet or treating the dental disease that you and I spoke of earlier, we can go ahead and bring them back, and we will solve that problem and then return them in a healthier and happier state to mom or dad at the nursing home.
That is awesome.
We try hard.
Wow. So how long have you guys been doing that?
We are just in the process of starting, even as we speak. Last week was the inaugural visit by Denver and Dr. Julie Wasserman to some of the local senior centers. And so we're trying to spread the word. So we'd encourage your listeners to step forward. And if any of them are older themselves and have difficulty getting around, or perhaps their parents or their neighbors are in a similar boat, we'd be honored to help.
Suppose it was an elderly person that was just confined to their home. Would that be considered?
Sure. In no way, shape, or form are our outreach efforts limited to senior centers or nursing homes. We would be honored to go out and visit with individual parents of pets that need help in an effort to go ahead and repay our elderly for their generations of care.
That's great. And I like the way you describe them as parents. These aren't pets that we own. These are pets that we parent.
Absolutely. They're part of our family.
We did have a 90-year-old woman come in battling cancer, little chihuahua that she had a hard time bringing in. Just mentioning, I know she's not in an elderly home. She's actually living on her own, being taken care of by her daughter. But we offered, can we come to your home and do toenail trims? The nails were growing into the pads at this point. I've never seen this level of care in a hospital with all the technicians, with all of the doctors, and not so much be focused on the money side of it, be really focused on treating these family members. Sometimes it's hard to accept what someone's offering, especially when she feels like she's been doing it for so long. And with this pet in particular, it had a couple ailments that needed some focus. So I think she kind of needed to digest what needed to be done for this pet and really accept our help. I think that's the hardest part.
One way of looking at coming to the veterinarian is that they still have their independence. They're still able to get out and about, and there perhaps is a worry on their part. Their life is changing. Somebody has to come to them. I would imagine if I were in their shoes, that might be a hard thing to understand. And yet, at the end of the day, if we can work together as partners to solve their pet's pain, we're happy to do so.
So if someone was in need of your services, or if it were a person that is in need of someone coming in, how would that person contact you?
Two different ways. Our phone number at the office is 781-8888. We also have an active email account at mahstaff@gmail.com. And in either case, you'll hear from us within 24 hours.
Thank you, Kevin and Natalie, for coming to talk with me today. I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas.